the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said he learned the halacha that chazaka is 3 years from the Holchei Usha. These are the people of the Sanhedrin who went from Yavne to Usha. They learned it from Shar Muad, just like the cow is a tam until he gores 3 times. Then he becomes a muad, and when he's a tam, he's chayev chatzi nezek. But when he gores 3 times, he becomes a muad, and he's chayev nezek shalem, i.e. the owner is chayev nezek shalem. Just like it's 3 is the magic number, so too cheska shanim is equal to 3 years. A person can only be kaina, some karka, via a kinyan, a chazaka of gimel shanim, if there is a claim of the current occupant, and a counterclaim from a person who claims to be the marakama, the previous owner. I.e. there has to be a machzik, who claims to be there for 3 years, and the counterclaim of someone who is the marakama. But in the absence of both of these, we say the land will simply belong to the marakama. Morris says, just like a shar hamuad's owner must be warned by Edim, so too the marakama should protest his ownership versus a muchzik via shnei Edim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the only time we require 18 months is in stay halovan, a field of grain, but in a stay ilan, of different trees, which ripen at different times of the year, then as long as he gathered in the peris and took down the olives, and in the summer he gathered the figs, he gets credit for gimel shanim, even though the work is all done within 1 year. This is called shalosh achilos, and this can count as 3 years. Daf Chavtes. Rava said, according to the Chachamim, the klal of cheskas gimel shanim is a svara. If a goslin eats from your peris for 1 or 2 years, people are often meichel, but for 3 years, no one is meichel. So too, if the owner doesn't complain for 3 years, it's a siman that the owner must have sold it to him, and therefore he has a chazaka, and it doesn't belong to the marakama. Also, most people carefully watch the shtar of the purchase of a field for 3 years. The Nemukh Yosef and the Rush say that cheskas gimel shanim is a takanas chachamim due to pseida de lekuchais. Since after 3 years, people often discard their shtaris, the new owner could throw it out, and after 3 years, the original marakama will come and accuse him of stealing the land. And since the new owner would have thrown out the shtar already, the marakama would be able to take it back. Therefore, the Chachamim said, once 3 years passes, it's too late to make claims in order to protect the people who may have bought it and thrown out the shtar. Rav Huna says, the cheskas gimel shanim only applies if one eats from the field for 3 consecutive years. If he eats for 1, then there's a break, then a 2nd year, and then there's a break, no chazaka is established. As the Rashbam explains, from here, by the way, till the end of Baba Basra, there's no Rashi, but there's only Rashbam, the logic is that he must use the field for 3 years as a normal owner would, i.e. he has to eat from it ochlan ritzufais for 3 straight years. The Gemara says in dealing with cheskas gimel shanim, regarding a field, the usage must be by day. Regarding a house, the usage must be by day and by night, since people sleep there at night as well. Shaking a field, people work it only during the day. Stores, which are only used by day, have a chazaka if used by day. Nights are not needed, because stores are generally not open at night. Reuven was living in a house for 3 years, and he has no proof that he bought it. Shimon, who was a marakama and can prove it, comes and says, "What are you doing in my house?" So Reuven answers, "I bought the house from you and lived in it for 3 years. Therefore, I have a chazaka, and he should be believed even without a shtar." The marakama answered, "I was in the inner rooms during this period of time, and you only rented the outer rooms." So they came to a din Torah. Reb Nachman asked the machzik to prove that he had a full-fledged chazaka. Rava said, "We say ha-moitzi mechaver olav haraya, so the burden of proof should be on the ma'arer, i.e. Shimon." Taflamet. What if Shimon, the marakama, in the past case said, the chazaka is invalid, since he was out of the country and didn't hear about Reuven's living in the house? Rava says, even if Shimon came back once a year for 1 month, he can plead ignorance to Reuven's living there, and the chazaka of Reuven will be null and void. This is a machlekes rishonim, if Shimon needs to bring edim that he was in fact in a foreign country, or he was out of town, or he can just come and say that he was out of town. Background. From the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph, we see that if a person has a chazaka, he can keep land if he says, "I bought it from you, and lived there for 3 years." But if the machzik says, "I bought it from Moshe, who bought it from you," in this case, the marakama can take it away, since the chazaka she'ein imay taina. The taina is weak, since we don't know if Moshe bought it from the marakama, or if he stole it from the marakama, and we say, "Ein safik meitzi midei vadai." If, however, he says, "I bought it from Moshe, who I saw buy it from you," then the muchzik keeps it, since he has a migu, but he could have said, stam, I bought it from you, and have a chazaka of gimel shanim. Here in our Gemara, the Muchsuk says, I am here on the field, I bought from Moshe, who said he bought it from you. So the Marakama can say, it was stolen from me, and simply say, at lav bal devar emdidiyat, you have nothing to do with me, and he can take it back from the Muchsuk. Admain said, if Reuven protested a field was stolen from him, and he himself was one of the witnesses who signed a bill of sale between someone who bought it from Reuven and someone else he is selling it to, and yet he claimed it was stolen from him, this is a stira. So we can say, Hasheni Nayachli, it was stolen from me. Yes, it was. But I wanted it to be sold to a different person because the ganav is so tough, I wouldn't be able to get it back from him, versus a new guy, a loiker, who's a lot more easygoing. But I never meant to admit that it wasn't stolen from me. The Chachamim say he has lost his right to say it was stolen, since if it was taka stolen, he never would have signed on a bill of sale. Daf Lamed Aleph. Reuven said a particular item belongs to his father, and he used it for 3 years, and he had witnesses for this 3-year fact. Shimon said it belonged to my father, but he had witnesses that it belonged to his father. Rabbah said, Reuven must be right. Abaye said, Shimon must be right. What if one of them wants to change their taina? Ula says this is okay, because it's we say, tayin v'chayzer v'tayin. It's okay to change your mind. Nahar Da says, you cannot change your mind, it's too late, because ain tayin chayzer v'tayin, since once you left Bezdin, where chayshers that friends advised you to change your taina. The halacha is that one can be chayzer v'tayin. What if two people come and say, it belonged to my father, and on the exact same years, both say they used it to create a chazaka? So we leave the land in the rishus of the current muchzak. Rav Chisda holds, it's not so pashut, since you can have conflicting edus, so it's like neither edus is valid at all. Whereas a woman's husband hadn't come back from war, and she wants to remarry. Two witnesses come and say the husband is alive. Two come and say that he's dead. She shouldn't get married l'chatchila, since it's a suffix. And now she has a cheskas eshesish. That's the situation she's in now. But if b'di'evad she married, we don't say teitze. Menachem Rabbi Yossi says teitze. Even if Bezdin, the Gemara says, gives one psak, but if we find the psak is incorrect, it's okay to correct the edus, and we don't have to worry about embarrassing the Bezdin. Daf Lamed Beis. If a man's father was a kain, of course he's a kain. But then there was a kol that said he was a ben grusha or ben chalutza, so now he's a chol. Then one aid comes and says that he's kosher. We say that he's kosher, since one aid is believed against a kol. If now two aidim come and say he's a chol, he's demoted away from being a kain. What if now one aid comes and says he's kosher? So what you have is you have the two that came together and said he's pasul. You had one that came before the two aidim and said that he's kosher, and one that came later. Can we be mitzarif these two aidim, i.e. one that came before and one that came later, who say that he's kosher? Or do we worry for the reputation of Bezdin, who demoted him and said pasul when the two aidim came and pasuled him? Rebbe Elazar says, lahachmer. We're chayshish for the reputation of Bezdin. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel says, we're mekel, and he's promoted back to kain. In the end, we say we're not chayshish for Zilzal Bezdin. The only machlokes is if we can be mitzdaref one aid plus one aid. We know in order for two witnesses' testimony to count as aidus, they must come to Bezdin and testify together. But Rav Nosson says they can come at different times. This is the basis for the aforementioned machlokes. The Gemara then brings a machlokes regarding chaspa bialma. Shimon demanded to know why Reuven was living on his land. Reuven responded by producing a shtar to prove that he bought a field. Shimon, however, maintained that the shtar was forged, but he couldn't prove it. Reuven subsequently admitted to the judge that the shtar was indeed false, but maintained that the field was his nevertheless, and that the real shtar was lost. Rabbah ruled in favor of Reuven, allowing him to keep the land. Rabbah felt that Reuven was telling the truth about losing his shtar, because he had wanted to lie. If he had wanted to lie, he would have simply stuck with the first shtar, that was never proven false in court. This type of logic, that had he wanted to lie, he could have stated a better claim, this is a migu. Or, mala l'shaker, what does he gain with this lie? He could have said something else. Rabbi Yosef, however, held that the land should be given to Shimon. Rabbi Yosef basically held that once Reuven admitted that the shtar which he originally presented in court was in fact forged, his case no longer has any legal basis to stand on, and his claim that he lost the real shtar does not have any merit at all. In the case of land, we paskin like Rabbah, since we go after the muchzak. By the same case regarding money, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef. There was an arev, who was a guarantor, an arev is a guarantor, who came to the leiva and said the leiva owed him money because the arev repaid the malva, and the arev had the shtar given to him by the malva as proof. But the leiva said he had already paid back the money to the malva. So the halacha is like Rabbi Yosef, and the money stays with the leiva. Daf Lamed Gimel. There was a rumor that Rava was eating from the nechasim of Yosaimim, which turned out to be unfounded. The relative of Rav Idi died, leaving over a tree. Rav Idi said, he's the closest relative, therefore he yarshins it and it belongs to him. A different relative came and said that it belongs to him. Since there's no muchzak, we say, kol di olam gvar, whoever is stronger takes it. But later on, this relative was maida, it wasn't his. So in that case, we say, hoy das baldin kemea edim dami, and it belonged to Rav Idi retroactively. The Gemara says people generally don't have the chutzpah to eat peiros from a property which doesn't belong to them. Daf Lamed Daled. A person attempted to prove he had a cheskes gimel shanim utilizing one aid. Normally we know we need two aidim for any testimony. We say that this one aid is not enough and the land must be returned to the marakama. What happens with the peiros that he ate during the 3 years that he was living there? Does he have to pay for them or not? Technically, if one aid isn't enough to establish a chazaka, maybe it isn't enough to establish that he ate peiros and owes money. The Gemara answers, this is like the case of Nascha de Rabbi Abba, Reuven, who grabbed a piece of metal away from Shimon. Shimon brought one witness who saw the grabbing. Reuven was maida that he grabbed it, but said he grabbed it since it belonged to him. So the question is, should we say Reuven should have to give it back since he agreed with the eid echad that he grabbed it? Gemara says, no, there aren't two eidim. And he could have denied that he grabbed it. He has a migu. So maybe we should say pater, since it's like there are no eidim. No, the Gemara says, since if he denied it, the eid echad would have been machayev him to make at least a shvua, because an eid echad is machayev a shvua. So maybe make him swear. Gemara answers, he can't, since he's a bit like a gazlan, since he admitted grabbing something from somebody else. Gemara answers, he's a machuyev shvua she'eni yochel lishalim. And since he can't swear that he didn't grab it, because he did grab it, and kol she'ena yachal lishava, chayav l'shalem. Anyone who cannot make a shavua becomes mechuyev to pay. This is similar to a case of maida b'miktzas, where there's a suffik, so he's chayev. So here too in our case of cheskes gimel shanim. Since he can't make a shavua, he should be chayev to pay for the peiros he ate. Taisus asks, even though this is the final psak, that we say kol she'ena yachal lishava, chayav l'shalem, but why can't we believe him with a migu? Shimon Shkop, Zechrein Levracha, says the klal of mitoich she'en yochal lishava meshalim by this case means that this eid echad, until he can be disproved via a shvua, we say that this eid echad is like two eidim. And since he's like two eidim, we therefore say kol she'en yochal lishava chayav l'shalim. Gemara says there was a boat which two people had a dispute over. It was in the river, and there was no muchzak. Each one said, it belongs to me. The halacha is that we say, since no one has proof, and no one is a muchzak, we say kol di olam gvar. Whoever is stronger gets to take it. What if one says, I have witnesses, but I just have to go get them? So in the meantime, he asks Bezdin to take possession of the boat until he can bring the witnesses to Bezdin. Rav Huna says Bezdin does keep it temporarily until he can bring the edim. Rav Yehuda says no. Since the halacha of kol di olam gvar takes effect immediately, Bezdin should not watch the boat. The pesach is like Rav Yehuda, and we immediately implement the klal of kol di olam gvar. Gemara says, in a case that there are no muchzakim, and two people each say it belongs to their father, Reb Nachman says, kol di olam gvar. If we have the land of Reuven, and Shimon has a shtar that says he received it as a gift, and Levi has the same shtar, Rab says, yachleiku, since no one is a muchzak. Shmuel says, Bezdin assesses who is likely to receive it as a gift. Daf Lamed Hei. A shivcha has a child, and we don't know if she had the child before or after she was sold. So the halacha is yachleiku, since they both have drara d'mamayna, some connection to the property, the child, to the mother. But by the case of kol di olam gvar, we don't say yachleiku, since there is no drara d'mamayna, there's no connection from one to the other. To get a chazaka, you need 3 years of rishus, unless we have edus who saw the ma'arer put peiros on the shoulder of the machzik, and the ma'arer didn't protest. Then the machzik has a chazaka immediately. If Reuven wants to have a chazaka via a guy, it wouldn't work. Also, if a Jew takes over a field from a guy and lives on it for 3 years, and the original marakama was a Jew, the chazaka isn't chal because the guy was in the middle. Daf Lamed Vav. If a person has a knife and says he's going to cut down peiros from the field of his friend, but says he bought the field, we believe that he bought it because no one would have the chutzpah to cut from someone else's field peiros on someone else's field unless it actually belonged to him. There is a halach of chazaka by avodim, and even a baby eved would have a chazaka, because a mother never forgets to bring her child. But sheep don't have the halacha of chazaka, since they can walk by themselves, and maybe they got to the muchzik's place via walking there themselves. According to Shmuel, in order to make a chazaka, a person must do the harvesting himself. If the peiros fall off by themselves, this isn't called a chazaka. Daf Lamed Zayin. We know that if someone buys 3 trees, they get the land around it. If they buy less than 3 trees, they get only the trees. 2 people who buy a field together, Reuven buys the land, Shimon buys the trees. Rav Zvid says, so Shimon gets only the trees. And if they dry up, he can't replant them because he doesn't own the land. Rav Papa says he can replant them. If between partners the owner sells the trees and keeps the land, does the buyer get the land under the trees? Rabbi Akiva says he does. The Rabbanan say he doesn't. If a person ate from trees that were very crowded for 3 years, he gets no din of chazaka. Daf Lamed Ches. In the Mashkin of Surah, they used to write, after a certain number of years, that the malva eats peiros from the Mashkin, the land goes back to the leiva and the loan is batal. The Mishnah. There are 3 lands in Eretz Yisrael that have a special halacha regarding chazaka. Yehuda, Eved HaYarden, and Golo. What is this special halacha? If the owner was in Yehuda, and the person who had the chazaka was in Golo, or vice versa, this isn't a chazaka unless both the Bailam and the Machzik are in the same Medina. When they're in different provinces, the Bailam cannot make a macha. He can't complain to the Machzik publicly. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a good chazaka, since if someone is on your land, even for 1 day, and you don't complain, that's not his problem. Mishnah asks, why did they say you need 3 years? Mishnah answers, in case the Bailam isn't in town, and it's a year's travel away, so he can get back and forth in order to make the complaints when someone comes and tells him about it. Gemara. A macha in Yehuda doesn't work for Golil, since it's possible there's a cherem in going from one place to the other. The border is closed, so the machzik won't be able to hear about it, and he won't have even a chance to make a macha. The Gemara says there's no din of chazaka on the property of someone who ran away, since according to Rav, you need a macha which is befanav, in front of the machzik. Others say there is a din of macha, even shalei befanav. And the halacha is, if he's running away because he owes money, we say he can make a macha, even if the machzik isn't around. However, if he ran away because he killed someone, he'll be afraid to be meicha, since if he's meicha, the people who are looking for him will find out his location, and he could get into big trouble. Then he cannot be meicha. So the chazaka of the guy living on his property is not a good chazaka. What is the nusach of a macha? One answers, he is eating, the person says, he's eating from peiros of my land, so he's a gazlan, and therefore tomorrow I'm going to take him to Bezdin.
The Gemara asks, in front of how many people should the macha take place? Rav Chiya bar Abba says, in front of 2 people. Rav Avo says, in front of 3 people. They're being chaylik in the din of Rabba, who says, kol milsa de mis amra ba'ape tlasa, les ba mishum lishna bisha. If something negative is said about a person in front of 3 people, there is no iser of Lashon Hara if they tell someone else, since now it's already public, quote-unquote, knowledge. Everybody knows about it. Rav Avo said, you need 3 for a macha, not 2, since 3 is needed to make something public. Kuntres al-Hadaf says that the Rishonim are in agreement that this statement is not to be taken at face value to permit saying Lashon Hara in the presence of 3 people. For why should one be permitted to say disparaging remarks about someone in public? If anything, the more people present, the greater the avera. However, the Rishonim are in disagreement as to the precise meaning of this halacha. The Rashbam understands that Rabba is referring to one of the 3 listeners repeating the gossip to the person about whom it was said. Although generally repeating disparaging remarks to the party about whom it was spoken constitutes an issur of rechilas because it fosters resentment between friends, in this case it's not asa. Rabba held that if the remarks were said in the presence of 3 people, it is not forbidden for one to repeat it, since it is a virtual certainty that the remarks will become publicized anyway. This, of course, doesn't diminish the severity of the Isser with regard to the one who originally related the Lashon Hara, and furthermore, it doesn't permit the listeners to factually believe the Lashon Hara. The Rambam interprets the Gemara similar to the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that it is not osur for one of the 3 listeners who heard the Lashon Hara to repeat it to a friend, since the Lashon Hara is destined to become public knowledge anyway. The Rambam, however, says that it is nevertheless usur for one to repeat the Lashon Hara with malicious intent, for the sole purpose of spreading gossip and causing embarrassment or harm. It is only permitted to repeat it to a friend in a casual conversation. The Chafetz Chaim in Hilchas Lashon Hara, Klal Beis, Sifkat Nalef, asserts that if one of the three listeners is known to be a particularly pious individual who does not engage in Lashon Hara, then this halacha does not apply, permitting others to repeat it. Since one of the three will definitely not repeat it to anyone, it is not considered an audience of three people. Taisvis interprets the Gemara in an entirely different light. Taisvis Divrei HaMaskel Lesbe and Taisvis Erechin Daf Tesvav Amid Beis Divrei HaMaskel Kol Milsa. The Gemara in Erechin there says that if one announces that so-and-so constantly has food cooking in his house, it can be considered as Lashon Hara, even though such a remark could be interpreted as a compliment rather than as an insult. Although it's possible that the constant cooking is for a large family or for many guests, nevertheless, if the remarks are said in an insulting manner, implying that the cooking is not for the most virtuous of reasons, but rather just for the purpose of partying and merrymaking, it is considered Lashon Hara. Taisvis says that Rabba Bar Huna, who is cited in Masechtas Erechin immediately following this Gemara, was specifically referring to such Lashon Hara. Rabba reasons that if one makes such a statement, which is not clearly disparaging, in the presence of three people, knowing that the remarks will probably find its way back to the party about whom it was spoken, we can assume that he did not intend to denigrate anyone, but rather he probably meant it as a compliment. The Chafetz Chaim thus comments that according to Taisvis's interpretation, there are no grounds to permit the repetition of Lashon Hara just because it was heard by many people. The Gemara says once you make a macha in year one of the chazaka, it is not required in year two, but you do need to make a new macha every 3 years. Dachmem. A macha must take place in front of at least two edim, but the meicha is not mechuyev to tell the edim to write it up as a shtar. They can, however, write it up for him if they want to, because it's good for him. Zochin la'adam shaloi befonav. When we have a kinyan chalipin, i.e. a kinyan suder, we assume that the Baal HaKinyan is willing to have it written up. Why shouldn't he be willing? Rabbi Yehuda says, a gift which is done in secret, i.e. Ruvain tells two edim to secretly write a shtar matana, which says he's going to give something to Shimon, this shtar is pasul. This is because, as the Rashbam explains, if he wanted it done privately, probably the property doesn't belong to him anymore, so the transfer can't be chal, because it doesn't belong to him. The Rambam paskins, in a special case, that if a shchiv mera, a sick man who is on his deathbed, says before edim that he is giving a gift to a friend, but requests that they did not publicize the gift until he dies, in that case we say the gift is valid. Daf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah. Any chazaka, which is a chazaka she'ein imay taina, a chazaka which does not have a legal claim, that's not a good chazaka. For example, if the owner says, what are you doing on my property? And the machzik says, hey, you know, no one said anything to me until now. I didn't know if this belonged to anybody. Then it's not a good chazaka. But if he adds to that, he says, you know, hey, nobody said anything to me until now, and I've been living here, but I owned it. You sold it to me, or your father gave it to me, or sold it to me. The chazaka, of course, is good, since there it's a chazaka which has a good taina. It has a legal claim. He says it was sold to him, it was given to him, or whatever. If someone says, my father owned it, and I yarshined it, he doesn't need a taina or any proof at all. That's considered automatically a good chazaka. The Ksais HaChayshin, in Simen Kuflam and Gimel Sifkot Nalef, says that just like a chazaka she'eini moy taina on karka is not considered a good chazaka, the same halacha applies to metaltalin, movable objects. He says if Ruvain is holding an item that was known to have once belonged to Shimon, Ruvain is awarded ownership only if he explains how he acquired it from Shimon. Otherwise, if he just says, well, nobody said anything to me until now, but he doesn't say he acquired it through any means or it was given to him, then Bezin confiscates it from Ruvain and returns it to Shimon, its original owner, who claims that it still belongs to him. Gemara. Rav Kahana had a flood damage his wall, and when he rebuilt it, he accidentally put it over his friend's property, the wall. Two edim said it was 2 feet into the property. Two said it was 3 feet. So he definitely must pay for at least two of the feet, since all agree that the wall was put into at least two of the feet of the friend. If we have a chazaka of 3 years of using a field, but not by one person, but by three different people, i.e. each person used it for one of the 3 years, we also say that chazaka is good. If a person lends money with a shtar, and the leiva didn't pay back, he can collect not only from the leiva, but from Mishubadim as well, i.e. Lekuchais, who the leiva sold land to. This land is now called Nechasim Mishubadim. If the Malva needs to get back his property, he can go and collect even from them. But if a person lends money without a shtar, a milva alpe, he cannot collect from Mishubadim, but he can only collect from Bnei Charin. Finally, what if a father uses a field for 2 years and dies, and then the son uses it for the third year? The chazaka we say is good, since the original purchase by the father would have generated a kol. So if the owner had a problem at that point, he should have made a macha then. If he didn't make a macha then we say it's a good chazaka, even though the son takes it over in year 3. At this point, we will conclude our shir.